This is Let's Hear It. I'm Cara Laurence. Good morning to you all. And this morning, we're going to be talking about the kickoff of Face Off Theatre Company's sixth season. It begins on February 27th, a Thursday, with a production of a gospel musical called Crowns. Here to talk about it are director Marissa Harrington and two of the company members, Brenda Irvin and Janine Jones. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my goodness. Live radio.
Yes.
Okay. So this is Face Off Theater's opening of the season, which is a little offset from typical starting in fall kinds of things.
Yes.
And that's because that allows you to put in productions in places where people can find them.
Mm-hmm.
And when the whole season, do you have that planned out at this point?
We do. And I just want to add that we are in our second year now of wanting to open our season during Black History Month. We did some revamping of our strategic plan a couple of years ago, and we just thought, you know, it makes sense for us to open the season during Black History Month, given what our mission is. And so we go from February through November is when our last show is. So our season right now, we're opening with Crowns. In the spring, in May, we're doing our annual youth production, which is called Smoldering Fires. In the summer, we are committed to doing producing new work. So during the Black Arts Festival, we will be doing a new play called I Am Grace. And then we're going to close the season with a show that I'm super excited about. It's called Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, and it's about the school-to-prison pipeline.
This is Marissa Harrington, who is directing Crowns, and I just attended Ms. Morisseau's Blood at the Roots.
Yes, at Western.
At Western.
Yes.
She's a playwright. People are really paying attention
to her. She's phenomenal. She has a show on Broadway right now.
Wow.
About the Temptations, and our dramaturg, Mickey Moses, just pointed out to me that we must love Dominique because this is the third show of hers we're producing in our existence. She's a phenomenal playwright.
I wanted to maybe go back to the last time we talked here on WMUK on Let's Hear It, which was a year ago when
mm-hmm.
the season opened.
Yes.
With an absolutely stunning musical called Mahalia.
Yes.
And I just wanted you to revisit that production.
Yes, it was... it was beautiful in that the history behind the figure Mahalia Jackson, coupled with the story of her activism, because I don't think many people knew how involved she was in the civil rights movement, coupled with immense talent, it just came together so magically, I feel like, at the end. And when the audiences came and the responses we were getting, it was very humbling. Hmm. It was very, very humbling. You know, standing ovation every night and people saying, oh, my God, I didn't know about her. I just learned a lot. And that's what we do. That's what we do. We bring stories to the stage that people don't know or aren't familiar with,
mm-hmm.
or bringing attention to certain topics that people might not be talking about. So whenever we know that that's our mission, but whenever it comes to fruition, it's just a very, very humbling thing.
One of the things that amazed me about Mahalia as a person is her lifelong commitment to only singing in service of
yes.
God or
yes.
praise
yes.
of her Lord religion. And that we can almost connect the dots here because
mm-hmm.
the world of gospel music, the world of faith is a huge
mm-hmm.
part
yes.
of this production,
yes.
which is called Crowns, as I mentioned.
Yes.
And here I'll bring in Brenda Irvin and Janine Jones to fill in some of the story with Crowns. I know that the play was written maybe around 2000, so it's fairly new, but it's already kind of a classic.
Mm-hmm.
So start with you, Janine. What
okay.
can you tell us about Crowns?
Well, let's see. So I play Wanda in Crowns, who is more like a prim and proper church-going lady and making sure everybody else is prim and proper, fashionista, you know, and just who kind of goes back and, because the play is talking about hats. And, you know, each hat has a story. So with my hats, where I came from with hats, you know, just adoring my grandmother, you know, and she's really special to me. And so that is kind of where I get my hats from, and wanting to just share that with the people in the play. And like there's a young girl in the play who lost her brother, and then she had to go get sent with her grandma. And so when she gets around these older women of the church, then they share their struggles with her because she's going through some struggles of her own, and they kind of share that through their crowns, the stories. Yes,
you know, to me, for a lot of people, a crown is one of those things that royalty wear.
Yes, yes.
And you know, they end up getting, you know, they wear it until they die, and then the next person puts on that crown.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this is a very intentional title.
Yes,
it is.
Crowns.
Yeah.
Oh, I should also mention, I haven't introduced the fourth member of our interview here. Marissa is holding a darling 1 month.
Miss 2 months.
2 months?
Just 2 months old. Yeah. Miss Estelle Harrington.
Yeah.
So she may join in on a few responses.
Yep. We will welcome that.
Yes.
I would like to say, in terms of the title of the play, so this play is actually based on a book by Michael Cunningham, and it's kind of like photojournalism. He has a huge, beautiful book full of African-American women wearing church hats. And Regina Taylor took that book and made it into this play that's celebrating African-American culture and the culture of hat wearing in the Black community. And also, one of the things that we talk about a lot in rehearsal is how in the script, she's also infused African storytelling, African ritual.
Yeah.
It is not just, you know, I would say a one tone or one note play, like, oh,
no,
we're just going to get up here and sing gospel music. It's
no,
it's a very layered story.
Yes.
The young lady in the play, Yolanda, who the play is about, she is trying to find herself. Yolanda does spoken word in the play.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some jazzy songs, and it is just a very, I feel like it's an experience.
Mm-hmm.
It is an experience of African-American culture.
Mm-hmm.
Face Off Theater Company will offer Crowns beginning February 27th for shows Thursday, February 27th. It continues through March 1st, and that's at the Epic Center, the Judy K. Jolliffe Theater. You can find out full details at blackartskalamazoo.org or on Facebook, where Face Off has a presence. I'm going to get mixed up between book and off a little bit. Let's get back to the storyline. You mentioned Yolanda. She's what gets the whole story rolling.
Yes.
Tell me about why the story kicks off with this young woman, Brenda.
Yolanda and her brother were very close. And they lived in an area that was, you know, kind of, you know, bad and kind of, you know, really struggling. And so when her brother got killed, she didn't know what to do. And with her mother was like, well, you know, she didn't kind of know. So she sent her down with a grandmother, who was the character that I play. And so her grandmother is, again, are amongst women, you know, full of wisdom, full of different personalities. And again, as the journey goes, they talk about their past and the life that they have lived, or the stories that their parents have told them, or how they felt when they were younger, going through their past. I know for me, my character, Mother Shaw, her mother was blind, you know, and still raised so many children, even being blind. So it was just amazing even to step foot into this character, to see the struggles that even as the line goes on that the women went through, and being able to use that to help Yolanda find her way.
How does Yolanda feel about being sent to live with grandma.
She's not crazy about it, you know. She's not crazy about it in the beginning, you know. It's like a lot of attitude and like, I don't want to be here. You know, it's a lot of that, you know. But as just in the patience of, and we've been patient with her. And then with all of, as Marissa was saying, the African, the music, yeah. the rituals, just all of that, it brings in a foundation that helps her to understand who she is.
My understanding is with Crowns, most of the cast is female. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about mothers, grandmothers, yeah. aunts, all kind of creating a circle around Yolanda yes. to yes. help her write herself.
It's definitely about sisterhood. And our theme for this whole season is the youth. Our theme for this season is how we can communicate intergenerationally. And this show encompasses that idea perfectly because, like Brenda said, Yolanda's trying to find herself. And in the Black community, normally what happens if you have a young person that's struggling, you get sent to the elders. You get sent to mama or auntie grandma, yes. or grandma or, you know, sister so-and-so.
Right.
You get sent somewhere for you to get your mind right. And I think that, you know, a lot of times it does. It puts you in, you know, that's where my mama sent me. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to get in trouble?
Yeah.
You going to church and yeah. you going to sit down and talk to this lady? And, you know, it's mm-hmm. just it is a part of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with what's going on right now in our society, I feel like we've gotten away from that, especially mm-hmm. with social media and the internet. The yeah. bonds between generations,
yes.
I feel like, are not as strong as they used to be. Mm-hmm. And so doing this play right now mm-hmm. is to remind us mm-hmm. of our roots and yeah, where we have come from, and to not neglect and forsake those relationships. You don't know who you are if you don't know where you've come from. So wanting to do a play where we felt like youth from the community can come, anyone from any age can come and find themselves in this show.
Yeah.
Marissa Harrington is the director of Crowns, which opens February 27th, a production of Face Off Theater Company. And we're also here with Brenda Irvin and Janine Jones playing Mother Shaw and Wanda. And a personal note, I have been thinking about physical places where people gather.
Mm-hmm.
The church in this play is really important, not mm-hmm. just as a place of worship, but as a social, physical
exactly.
place. Mm-hmm. On vacation, I was in a remote part of Canada, and we found a community hall, and there was a dance. And I saw 4-year-olds, 90-year-olds all dancing the same circle mm-hmm. dance oh. to this kind of music they really like up there.
Uh-huh.
And that you can't replace that with social media.
No!
You really can't.
No.
So mm-hmm. a lot of the play takes place in the church,
yes.
But not necessarily during a service or anything, but you'll hear. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's talk about the music, please.
Yes, please.
Yeah, because that's what I love. So let's hear, are we going to hear well-known spirituals, or are they made up for the play, or they just use the tradition?
They use the traditional hymns from the church that we all know. I think, and I'd like for you two to chime in on this too, but I think one of the most invigorating parts of this rehearsal process has been what I call my cast riffing. They just go, they start singing.
Yes.
And we, day before yesterday, just having church and rehearsal.
Yeah.
Singing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Just singing in between. Oh, and that song reminds me of this song from church.
Yeah.
And let's sing that one.
Again.
And the piano player was with them, like, all right, we having church.
Yes.
It has just been the best experience because we all know these songs and grew mm-hmm. up with these songs.
Yes.
And so I have encouraged the cast. I don't want to give too much away about the show because I want you guys to come see it. But
yes.
I have encouraged the cast to not treat it like it's, oh, we're doing a show. This is a performance. Yes. You know, to take it, yes, we're going to be in front of an audience, and mm-hmm. yes, we're going to be on a stage, but to take it out yes. of the headspace of performance yes. and yes. really be authentic
yes.
in the experience of the music and the worship, because... Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. That's the heart. That is the heart of the play. Yolanda is, her heart is changing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if we're just, you know, I'm going to say these lines and I'm going to sing this song the way that it's written in my score. Yeah. And you just forget about the soul of the story.
And the craziest
thing. It doesn't make any sense.
And the craziest thing is all of us are worshipers.
Yep.
Yes.
You know, it's just... in us, it's a natural thing. It's mm-hmm. not something that we have to come into character to do. Mm. It's already in us, and we mesh so well together.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
So you're not going to start the note until you feel it already.
Like, correct.
You know?
Yeah.
That's, you allow the spirit to gather.
Yes.
You know, you've been working real hard this morning talking about Crown, so we're going to take a short break and let the Fisk Jubilee Singers give us a traditional spiritual called Wade in the Water. And I think, you know, if you come on February 27th through March 1st, you will hear mm-hmm. this and many other great gospel and spiritual pieces. And we'll be back with Marissa Harrington, Brenda Irvin, and Janine Jones of Face Off Theater. Crowns opens February 27th. BlackArtsKalamazoo.org is where you can find more information, as well as Facebook. The Fisk Jubilee Singers with Wade in the Water. If you just tuned in here on Classical WMUK 89.9, we are previewing a special performance of the play called Crowns by Regina Taylor. And I'm visiting with Marissa Harrington, who will be directing this show, Brenda Irvin, who plays Mother Shaw, and Janine Jones, whose character is Wanda. And it opens February 27th at the Judy K. Jolliffe Theater. Downtown at the Epic Center. Something you said earlier, Janine, about your character mm-hmm. being a little... just wanting everything correct.
Snickety.
Yeah, that's a good word.
So I haven't seen the play, but I wonder if there's a little conflict or a friction with you and this young woman, Yolanda, who is only half committed to being down in the with family.
Just wanting to make sure that, you know, just kind of everybody's business, like, you know, how you should be wearing your hat, or how you should be looking, or how you should be in the church, or, you know, the
sure,
you know, yes, yeah, a lot of opinions of about, you know, so
I'm guessing you get a lot of the funny lines as well.
Well, maybe I think we all.
Would you talk about the actual hats used in this production? Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know, are they legacy hats, or were they newly built?
No, newly built, because we are on a budget. But what I think is special what is becoming another part of this experience that I'm loving is we're having hats donated to us by mothers of the church. So the ladies and the little old ladies in the church that have, you know, a 200 hat collection are donating hats to us to use for the production. And that in of itself, that's what this play is about. So it's just, it has been serendipitous in a way because we just have like two crates of hats right now. This is from, it's four now. Oh, goodness. This is from one lady. This is from one little lady.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
One little lady. And then another aunt, one of our cast members, her aunt is going to donate us some hats too. So, I mean, this is what it is, the spirit of the hat. And we talk about that in the show, how the little ladies give their hats and pass them down, you know, to the next generation. So I'm excited. I'm pumped.
Yeah. Hat isn't a strong enough word for what these headpieces mean.
You exactly.
Know, they are crowns.
They have a story. Yeah. Oh, that's one. They have a story. Every single hat, right? And being able to use hats in the show that have been worn by a mother of the church.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't know. It's just, it's perfect.
Yeah, it sounds like they're also concerned that you get it right.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yes. And I am too. So it's perfect. Yeah. It's perfect. Yeah.
We don't have to create any
Right. No.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
No. Well, that's wonderful. Wonderful. I'm one reason to go to see this production, Crowns, just go for the hat.
Go for the hat.
And the singing. Both Brenda and Janine, during the music, I realized that you have gorgeous voices of your own, and you'll be using them for this entire production. And I know you worked them out last night.
Well, most definitely.
Yes.
But if you're willing, I'd just love to... get a taste of this music and how you sing it, how you feel it. Mm-hmm. There's a song called Get On Board, I think, mm-hmm. that comes into play here.
Tis the old ship of Zion. Yeah. And one part of it just says, get on board, get on board.
That is Brenda Irvin, everybody.
We sang for 3 hours.
Yes.
Goodness. We had just a taste.
Jeez.
Face Off Theater will present Crowns on February 27th through March 1st. Mm-hmm. And that's at the Judy K. Jolliffe Theater in downtown Kalamazoo. Just beautiful, Brenda.
Thank you.
Can I just sit next to you for the next little while?
But can you believe it? So this is Brenda's first theater production. Mm. And Janine's.
Yes. Here in Kalamazoo.
In Kalamazoo.
Yes.
We have a lot of new actors in the show. Who were excited about the play content and came out to audition. Mm-hmm, and Brenda has been bugging me for how long? Long time.
5 years?
Yeah, to be in a show. And when we decided to do the show, I was like, I know who I'm calling. And it's been the perfect fit.
Yeah.
Perfect fit.
Thank you so much.
Marissa, can you talk about how people in the Black community in Kalamazoo have discovered Face Off since you started it six years ago?
Yeah. So our foundation was and is through the Black Arts and Cultural Center. The Black Arts and Cultural Center, for the entirety of its existence, has always done theatrical productions. In the past, it was for twice a year. So they would have one in the spring, one in the fall. And a group of ladies and I from Western almost 6 years ago decided to stay in Kalamazoo and not go to New York and not go to Chicago to pursue our dreams of theater. We said, why don't we stay here? And saw a need in the community for diverse stories to be told. And so we approached the Black Arts and Cultural Center. I had worked there before as a director for a couple of their pieces, and so had some of our other founders. And so it seemed like a really good fit. And so we approached the Black Arts and Cultural Center and said, hey, what would you guys think about us partnering? You do two shows a year. Let's bump it up to four. Mm-hmm. And we can have programming all year round. that is reaching a different part of the community that may not feel comfortable in traditionally going to the theater. How can we do that? And so we have been committed almost 6 years now to taking the stories of the Black community to the community. And it was slow going at first because, you know, as a community, we're used to two shows a year. And so upping it to four was a little bit of a push. But the past few years have it's been really awesome to see the Black community going, oh my gosh, I know that show, like Mahalia, or, you know, this subject content I'm really interested in, and I'm not used to seeing that being done in Kalamazoo in the theater. I want to go see that. And so I think we're at a point now in our existence where people know who we are. They're familiar with our work, and they appreciate us telling these stories. And there's a lot of buzz about this show. Gospel musical, right. You know, lot of buzz about this show, and because the people we have in the show is going to be phenomenal. I'm very excited.
I should point out tickets are available right now.
Yes, they are.
Tickets.
And you can find them through blackartskalamazoo.org or Facebook, where you'll find
or faceofftheater.com.
Faceofftheater.com. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I got to add that to my list. Marissa Harrington, Brenda Irvin, Janine Jones, and we're talking about Crowns, of course, by Regina Taylor. It's a musical, gospel musical that communities have embraced ever since it came out. But as far as I know, I don't know when Crowns has been staged here. And you have only one long weekend in which to see the production. Again, that's February 27th through March 1st. We're getting close to the end of our conversation, I think, but there was a little something you pulled out during the music called Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn. Sorry, Janine. I think let's hear a little warm up for everyone.
Sure. Yeah, this is one of the songs in the play called "Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around." So, ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Keep on walking. Keep on talking, marching up Freedom Way.
More.
Come see the show.
All right.
Get those tickets.
Oh, my goodness. We've had such a wonderful morning here on Classical WMUK 89.9. I encourage everyone to find those tickets at faceofftheater.com or blackartskalamazoo.org or on Facebook. And now's the time for a round of final thoughts. Anything we forgot about? I'll start with Janine to Brenda to Marissa. So Janine, what do you want to tell folks about Crowns that maybe we didn't quite get to?
Well, this is just a very energetic cast and a lot of wonderful people, wonderful women. We all just seem to mesh well together. A lot of us just met each other and stuff. And so, but through this play, I mean, you guys are just going to see a really awesome show, a really awesome time of people are just having a great time.
I think that a lot of people will come away from, you know, if they don't know their history, going back to someone in the family saying, what's my past about? You know, or if someone is having those identity issues, looking into family to find out who they are and where they come from.
And finally, Marissa.
Director hat first and then artistic director hat second. So artistic director first. We will probably be doing for Valentine's Day a discount on tickets. So if you purchase your tickets on our website for Valentine's Day, you'll get a discount. And we do have group tickets available. A lot of people like to come to see our shows as a group. So we do have group discounts. So that's artistic director. Okay, hat off. Director hat on. One of the things that I really love about this show and this production and this experience is the concept of community. And being able to focus in rehearsals on the story that we're telling and the impact that we want to make on the community. Mm-hmm. And when you do come to see this show, after every production, we will have a community talk back. We have a community discussion so that you can marinate with each other about what you just saw and what some of your takeaways were. And that's a very important part of Face Off's mission, is to always bring the community together in the form of art and performance, and then through the form of discussion.
I hope this is the beginning of a wonderful season of new heights for Face Off Theater. And Brenda and Janine and Marissa, thanks for joining me here on WMUK.
Thank you, Kara.
Okay, I've got to transition us back to classical, but I do have Nathaniel Dett, who was born in 1882, a Black American composer who was a terrific piano virtuoso. Here's a selection of his 8 Bible vignettes, starting with Father Abraham, and we'll hear pianist Denver Oldham.